Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to CineQuest Video. We're going to be reviewing a film that just came out on VOD recently, Cobweb 2023. Stars Lizzie Kaplan and I forget the guy's name. I have it here. Anthony Starr.
You mean,
Homelander.
Homelander.
Yeah.
The only place I know him from is The Boys. And now this movie. And Lizzie Kaplan, I mean, she's been in a lot of things. Masters of Sex. This film. She was in Freaks and Geeks.
I was going to say, she's been around for a while.
Mean Girls, right? Yeah. Cloverfield.
I don't know that.
Hot Tub Time Machine. What else?
That's where I know her from. I was like,
why? The Disaster Artist.
I know her. Hot Tub Time Machine.
She's John Cusack's True Love.
No, she's the news reporter girl from like Rolling Stone or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she ends up with John Cusack in the end of the movie. Yeah. That bastard.
Cobweb follows an 8-year-old Peter who pretty much hears a bunch of bumps in the night in the walls and has a bunch of creepy parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much where we will start off with this film, because that's basically how it starts off.
The guy who directed this. This is his first movie. Yep. Directorial debut. Mm-hmm. Samuel Bowden.
And the guy who wrote the screenplay, I believe he had only one credit prior to this, and it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022 or 2020. Yep. Or something like that.
No, you got it. 2022.
That's wild. Bryce... Cool. Bryce, you were kind of the one that suggested this film. I believe you told me about it. And I know we were kind of waiting to watch this film to get in right with the season. And we know we're from South Texas. It's never really the season. We just kind of have to mentally be in that space, you know?
Well, for me anyways, I don't know. I mean, I love horror in general, but like something about Halloween, this movie takes place in that time. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to say like sacred or something, but I just like to follow like, I want the vibes to be right, I guess I'm going to say. So I think this movie came out in August, right? It was like still hot as ball, though.
July.
July. Oh, so even further.
It was in limited theaters for a while. And I know I missed it. I think you didn't see it either until recently. I know it was one that we were kind of anticipating and we were kind of debating on whether to watch it at a certain point. And I was like, you're going to watch it? No, I'm going to watch it. No, let's wait till this time, because I go like, let's review it, but let's wait to review it. Like, it was this whole thing, but
you sent me the trailer and I was kind of like, oh, I hope this isn't like some kind of psychological thriller, you know, kind of thing.
I was anticipating something like that. Yeah. And I know, Bryce, you made a similar comparison whenever I had asked you about it when you did see it, was that it was somewhat comparable in, I guess theme in a way to like Barbarian.
More really? Like Malignant. I would say Malignant.
Malignant.
Okay.
I guess if I had to say, well, I don't know if you want to talk about this just yet, but I guess sort of like the creature or whatever you want to say is like very similar in my opinion, you know, like, you know, in Malignant, it's like kicking ass and doing all this like superhero stuff. And it's kind of sort of seems like that in this movie too, a little bit, the way they portray the, you know, the creature
Sarah.
In the movie, but yeah. I would say it would be more comparable to Malignant, but it's like it all has that like familial thing, you know, like it's all like family and like, messed up families and stuff like that.
Seth Rogen helped produce this,
yeah, and Evan Goldberg.
Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah, he doesn't.
I will say when I was watching the film, Bryce, like I did get a lot of those fall Halloween vibes. There's pumpkins everywhere. You know, it really does have that tone, which I did like a lot. And I would say about halfway through the movie, I had two theories on how this was going to end. And of course, one of them was correct. But I was like, there's only two ways this can go. There's no other way this is going to go. And of course, it was one of the ways I predicted, I guess, in a way.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was like the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode where Bart's evil twin is in the attic. But But
man, I hadn't thought about that in such a long time. Nah. That's cool. It's not a very long.
What was your other? I'm curious. What was your other theory about?
Well, my other theory. I mean, like I said, it was. Well, there was two ways I thought this was gonna go. So one way was the parents were really
were
pieces
evil.
Of shit, evil people. And of course,
yeah, I mean, they were pieces of shit.
They were pieces of shit, but they were like, yeah. But they were actually evil, and they were like torturing this person in the walls. And then,
I mean, they did kill that other girl, you know.
Well, I think Sarah killed the girl, and they hid the body.
So I thought that too, but as I'm like been reading, like through Wiki and just other things, they straight up state that Sarah almost escaped that Halloween, and when that girl saw her to hide so that she wouldn't tell anybody the parents killed her and buried her out back.
Wow. Okay, Sam must have missed that then. Well, I mean, regardless of that fact, I mean, it still is because she's like one of the reasons why that girl is dead. Because, I mean, either way, I mean, that girl would have killed her ideally. But, I mean, or if she did escape, she would have exposed them. And then, of course, it would have been this whole thing. But, I mean, we only know that the parents had this thing and it was monstrous. And we don't... What I was curious about in the movie was why she was this particular monster.
It's not explained.
I thought like Lizzie Kaplan's character had like fucked the jackal or something, like in The Omen.
Right, like some Jersey Devil kind of stuff or whatever.
She's not supposed to be like a twin, right? Or like, you know, something like that. Or she's just, okay.
No.
Was she older than?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was old.
Okay. She was like the firstborn, I believe.
It sort of explained it away, I think, as a medical condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like...
Damn, you know, I was hoping it was going to be like some kind of spider monster that was, like, living in the walls or whatever.
Yeah.
That they knew about. They're feeding or something, but...
Uh-huh. Some kind of, like, Lovecraftian angle to this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Because, you know, in the trailer, you only see, like, bits and pieces of it.
Right,
you know, the
right.
long hair, the really extremely long hair. And I thought, you know, literally the title Cobweb, I thought it was going to have, like, you know, she was going to have, like, more, like, legs or something. And I mean, she's literally crawling up the wall. You know what I mean? So that was kind of funny. But
I know she explains her little spider walk and stuff.
Yeah, and she explains it as, you know, I had to learn to crawl. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, trying to picture like a training montage or some shit.
It reminded me of this old book on ninjutsu I got at the library as a kid, and it was like talking about literally how you could like learn to climb on the walls, but like gripping really well. And I was like, what the fuck is she like?
Is that real? Is that serious? You found a book that.
It was in the Harlingen Library. I was a super nerdy kid, and nice. I got a book on ninjutsu, and you know, I thought I was like, oh man, they can even teach me how to like grip onto small surfaces and like stuff like
ninja vanish.
Yeah, but like, how did she learn to do all that? Like, she was crawling on just flat walls and stuff like that.
So, it also like she's also super strong for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, if all. Your whole time is spent like literally just.
She's like people in jail or some shit.
They threw some barbell down there for her. You know, like,
just fucking getting ripped.
Like they give her a Bowflex or some shit.
Yeah. No. In honor of the late great what was it? Susan what was her last name? Sarandon. Give her the fucking thigh master.
Oh man, yeah, that'll really make you strong right there.
Oh yeah, man.
I just, you know, it's movie logic, man. You know, you just figured you have super strength, all right? You know what I mean? It's just that's how they play it off.
What were your theories like regarding this film, like on how it was gonna end? I mean, I think the parents played pretty creepy themselves. Came over and they're like real, they get really all uppity and stuff about whenever she just asks questions about the kid.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on that?
They're gonna be
Roland.
Oh, you go ahead, Roland.
So, I mean, it was very fucking sketchy. The parents were weirdos, of course. Peter's father was just like. Very uptight and controlling and just like almost all like what he seemed like he was basically almost on the verge of like snapping or something. Like at any second he could just like get violent. And his mom was like basically almost always on the verge of like hysterics. So like,
yeah,
it was very obvious that something was, you know, fucky with these folks. Did you guys notice, like looking at their house from the outside, how dingy it looked compared to like the other houses too? And I was like, damn, guys, fucking like clean that shit. And I'm like, no, this is probably
they put all their money,
too much time growing the pumpkins.
They put all of the time on the pumpkins
that they never sold or did anything with. It was just, gotta have pumpkins, man.
That goddamn garden.
For people who hate Halloween, they sure grow a shit ton of like,
I know, dude, right?
Gourds, like, and pumpkins, man.
I did not understand that.
You know, I thought for a second there, whenever they had the rot in the pumpkins, I was like, oh man, maybe he's going to get really upset because that's like their livelihood, because that's how they make most of their money, is that they grow pumpkins and then they sell them or something. I was thinking
too, man, like what the fuck do these guys do for a living? Yeah. They're always pumpkins, here.
Obviously.
It's like hack-a-lantern, man. You know? They're the pumpkin farmers.
We're nothing but down to salt of the earth, poor humble pumpkin farmers.
Yeah, need
worship Satan, hat. Obviously, right?
Yeah,
that's course, why they right? ended up with a no, monster.
It's love, Ray. Remember?
Yeah,
they always get it
Longhorns.
Wrong.
Longhorns, love, Satan.
I have a question for you guys, and so one of my favorite parts of the movie was the dream sequence. From the kid. I really wish they had either done more of that, or like it would have been cooler if that hadn't have been a dream sequence or something. I just thought that was so fucking cool what they did with the parents, and I was like, damn it, like that was I mean, and then that was all also was in the trailer, but you know, it didn't bother me, like, you know how like trailers tend to spoil everything, and like like when we went to go watch the second Nun movie, we're like, oh, this shit's never gonna get through this one stupid part. For this one, like, I was pretty happy to see that whole scene, because there was like a lot more to it and it was more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping that the parents would have been like some kind of fucked up demonic or whatever. You know,
that's
something.
What I was hoping that maybe they were, you know, as well.
Like, I really
like what's that movie with Randy Quaid? It's like the parents.
That is Randy Quaid. Yeah.
Randy Quaid. Yeah. Is that it? The parents?
They were
serial killers or something. Or something was going on. I mean, I kind of guess that with the evil voice was kind of a giveaway that the thing in the wall was not going to be good, or there was going to be some kind of like twisting. But they could have done something more with the parents, I guess, because I definitely got like the whole dad was abusive vibe, because the mom's like, you know, like you said, rolling very like hysterical and just
they both were always on edge for the most part, and the kid was just like normal for them, like, I mean, very shy, like I think if anything pretty normal. I thought it was pretty funny when he pushed that kid down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, you see him down at the bottom.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
The movie got somewhat elevated for me whenever he pushed a kid down the fucking stairs. The kids, and then of course those kids got theirs at the end. I was like, fuck yeah. Like brutal.
That's right.
Brutal.
This does fall into that category that we were talking about some time ago, off and on, Ray, about like kids getting fucked over, or like beat up, or some kind of, you know, comeuppance.
Yeah.
they got what you deserved.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I was rooting for the monster at that point.
And those kids sucked.
Yeah, they were assholes. Kids,
Brian and his like cousins or some shit. It's like, what were these guys going to do if their parents had actually been there? Were they going to just like fuck them up?
That's what I was wondering too, man.
It's like, you're going to break this kid's legs? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
You know, the movie does take like a bit of a slow, it's a slow burn, like I'd say the first two acts of this film. And then like they kind of amped it up at the end, which I wasn't expecting. I was expecting a little bit just to kind of continue with that kind of tone and mood.
Yeah.
But they amped it up. It got a little bit more gory and stuff like that, which was, again, unexpected.
Yeah. You're saying like the first half of the movie, or maybe in like first three quarters of the movie, it's all like very kind of surreal. The huge, like the real long shadows on the wall when they're filming, and like, you know, when he's coming down the stairs. But then when
I really like that shot a lot, where the parent, he comes down the stairs and the parents look like really big.
And yeah, like, the shadows, like there's a lot of that stuff, like real long shadows, like interesting kind of sets or color, like, you know, but then once the monster's revealed or whatever, then it's, that's when it goes to more malignant, like, you know, mm-hmm. so like the action angles and like, you know, she's doing like fucking Spider-Man shit off the wall and all that, but
yeah, I liked that a lot, actually. When they first, when she first starts doing that behind the kid who's wrecking that piano, I was like, you can barely see her, just like, hey.
Yeah, that was a good shot. Yeah, and I liked that a lot. Mm-hmm. It's not so overly done. It's kind of subtle in the background.
Yeah.
And I bet that would have been, that would have been nice.
So did you guys, laugh though, like right when she, and she grabs the kid by the ankles and just yanks him under the piano. I was like, because that was funny. I don't care what the hell. I just see the two hands. He's like, ooh, ah! You know, like, come on.
Yeah, and then that just gush of blood just comes out. Like that was cool.
Sort of like Evil Dead style of blood coming out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other one when he's like, Brian, help me. She's got my leg. You know, but
yeah, he's like, what the fuck you want me to do?
What is he gonna do?
My leg's broken, motherfucker.
Exactly. He's already got one busted ass leg. Like, what the fuck? And then like he starts getting fucking slammed on the floor. It's like, oh fuck that.
I thought it was kind of cool when the teacher came in and then the hair like kind of wraps around the, like she's like, I guess it's like the section of the wall where there's like the two entrances and she kind of comes around. I wish she would have done more stuff with the hair, like she could have strangled somebody with it or some shit. But, you know, I don't know,
but I did like that,
and hair was long.
I did like the fact that their hair was long and had spiders in it and all that kind of stuff, and it like just seeing the hair like gave the audience or our people watching,
so
like,
I like how they portrayed the monster character, because a lot of it is just like through glimpses and sections or whatever, and there's only like one moment where you actually see it's her face, and then that's pretty much it. The ending was a little kind of, I don't know, like it seemed like the movie wrapped up a little too quickly. I'm not sure, because I was reading that I don't know if you guys saw this, but you know he was staying with the teacher after right? I didn't see anything like that. It's just they trap Sarah, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's in that other room, and it's ending with her behind him and stuff. I just sort of assumed.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I just assumed that he was with the teacher,
right?
But I mean, they don't really give you any sort of clue that that's the case, because I mean, it just cuts to the next scene.
I had to read it up in the synopsis, and I thought it was they leave this house of fucking full of dead bodies, and like we don't hear anything about it. It's just flashed to the kid living his life now. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know about that.
I guess some like resolve regarding all the dead bodies, the dead parents and stuff, maybe would have I guess like maybe some voiceover work. As they're kind of showing the cops coming in and doing all this stuff, like what happens.
I think it wraps up a little too quickly there.
I guess it does leave it a little bit ambiguous in a way, you know, like, well, what really happened? Did she really escape?
She probably did kill him. I mean, that was her
he's
plan.
Probably dead. No,
that was her plan. She was gonna kill him, so
yeah, but I mean, like, how long was he living with the teacher before she escaped? You know, like, was it a month? A week.
See, because that's the other thing. Actually, I had just forgotten here. Like, why would they leave with all these dead bodies and then like not, like the cops not go in there and find Sarah and just like bam, 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 bam or some shit. I don't know. Like when did anybody
nobody believed the teacher. Nobody gave a shit what the teacher had to say. She kept telling them like they're abusing this kid. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it was very great.
The shitty principal's like, it'll eat you up. You can't. Like a good person, I was like, oh,
you go, oh, so it's a realistic account of being a teacher. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll read. Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah. Well, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a principal.
Speaking of the teacher, Ray, what do you think about her? You know,
I've seen her in Last Man on Earth. That's the only place I've seen her.
I've never seen her. Oh, I never saw that.
I saw one or two episodes. That's the one with
Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte. Yeah. And what's her name?
Yeah.
It was
I remember that one.
It was the one show that didn't wrap up. Like, they left off in a cliffhanger and then it was canceled. So you don't know what happened.
Yeah, like, it was Christian Shaw and Will Forte. I watched, I think, like the first few episodes. I think I remember the last one was like Will Forte and Christian Shaw had a sex scene. Oh. It was so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was an interesting show. It wasn't like it was kind of a hit or miss, like I guess like normal sitcoms, I guess. But it did have an interesting angle because like the show's called The Last Man on Earth, but he was always finding new people around. And and then he had to
more
like
of like a, was it supposed to be more like a why the last man, like literally like there's no more men, but
well, no, just the last human on Earth, basically. Oh, is what it was. Okay. But he ended up, he finds one girl because he's like by himself for the longest time. He finds one girl and then he finds another girl who he finds way more attractive. And then he's like, well, I want to fuck her now. And it's just, and then it goes like that other girl, Cleopatra, I forget her last name, but she comes out as well. And I think he wants to kind of get with her too. And it's just this whole thing. And then other guys show up that are like more attractive than he is. And then all the women want him. Like, it's just this whole thing. Yeah, but it was an interesting show. It's unfortunate that I didn't get to see the ending of that, but you know, it's whatever.
But I was gonna go back to what we were talking about though with the ending. So you think that Sarah ended up killing the kid, the boy?
Or I mean, that's kind of like what they're implying, right? I mean,
but I don't know, because I think she kind of mentions that he has like that.
The same blood.
Because even the dad was like sort of murderous, and she. So I don't know. I mean, is it going to be a sequel, and they're going to team up? It's going to be cobwebs or something.
He's going to have even longer hair.
Yeah.
They're going to be swinging from fucking buildings with their hair and shit. And like they've been able to harness the power of their hair.
They could start a metal band. There you go.
No. Yeah, but headbang, and they like whip their hair and like decapitate people and stuff.
Yeah, the hair is. That hair's too long, man. Get everyone caught up in it.
Be stepping on that shit all the time. Fuck that. Yeah.
No, I think he had like evil in him too, or supposedly. I don't know. That's what I think they were.
Well, I mean, he fucking knocked that kid.
Well, yeah. Kid had it coming, man. I mean, you know, I don't think he even meant to, but do you think he meant to push him down the stairs?
Yeah.
Although literally did do it at the edge of the stairs. So
well, I think he meant to push him down. I don't think he meant for him to get as hurt as he did, which was fucking crazy because his leg was all fucked up.
Yeah, I meant you to die, not to be maimed. So.
Right, exactly. I just want to cripple you, not like, you know, really disfigure you.
But yeah, because I mean, like, you all wanted that kid to get his too. The kid was an asshole. So, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel bad.
No,
I was just like,
I think he should have come out alive at the end. No.
the worst kid in the
film.
You should
have bullied that kid more, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, man, when he pushes the kid down and he starts stepping on the pumpkin, I'm like, can someone kick his fucking ass, please? What a dickhead.
Yeah.
He just standing just stepping slamming
Otto, him. Or, what was the name of the pumpkin? Oscar? Hector.
Hector, yeah.
Yeah, Hector.
What a weird name for a child.
He's a weird kid, man. He was a weird kid. But even the teacher said he looked like a Hector, so.
Yeah.
Not the name I ever would have, like, thought of first for, like, that particular pumpkin. He's like, they really, he has a really have a, he has a Latin kind of flavor, you know, like call him Hector.
Right.
Well, actually, what's interesting, Ray, you know, Hector does also mean to bully. Did you know that?
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Hector someone.
Are you fucking? Yeah.
Look it up. Hector someone means to like bully.
Roland, research.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Is that a coincidence? Because the bully steps on him.
So is Hector mean to bully or to be bullied?
So is in hectoring or hectored to behave in an arrogant or intimidating way. Yeah. Play the bully, swagger.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. No, you got it.
So there's someone in association with that. Okay.
Oh,
man.
I was actually thinking you were referring to heckle, but yeah, same thing.
Hector, I don't know. Whatever.
Hectored as a verb. Hectoring.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use that from now on. Every time I get bullied, I'm going to be like, why am I being hectored?
Ray, who is going to bully you besides
us? Sure, Ray. You are the bully, Ray.
Yeah.
You should see him at work, man.
Yeah, terrorizing.
Fucking terrorizing the whole staff.
You're the one smashing the pumpkins.
Coffee house.
Oh, there's a train coming through, guys. I don't know if you can hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scary. Scary.
Oh no.
So
it's the cobweb train. The cobweb train.
Overall thoughts of this movie, guys. Bryce, I'll go with you since you wanted to you were initially went to check. You saw this first, actually. So,
what did you think? Did I?
You did. Yeah, you were the first one to see it.
Oh,
I barely saw it today.
Yeah, I heard Roland did too, as well. You told me you bought it, and then it came out on Hulu.
Yeah, I fucking I was at Walmart and
I figured that shit would happen. I bought it on, I rented it on VOD, and then like literally the next day, you're like, oh yeah, it's on Hulu. Like, oh.
Yep, that was pretty funny because
But you paid $10 for it. I think I only paid like $2.95 to rent it. I mean, I don't own it now, but
I was at Walmart and I know we had talked about wanting to watch this movie. I was like, I'm not gonna rent this fucking movie. I'm just gonna buy it, take a chance, right? And I literally walked away.
You got the steel case, 4K.
No, I just got the regular DVD for it. You know, it has a cool poster. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
But then literally, I go on Hulu and then I see Cobweb, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, the next day it was on there, and I'm like, "Son of a bitch." Well, I'm, you know what? I like that I bought this. I'm glad I have it. So, I like this movie, and it's something I would probably watch regularly during this time. You know, it's good. I like the tone of it. It has a real Halloween kind of flavor, obviously, because I mean, it does take place during that time.
She does the Linda Blair spider walk, you know?
Uh-huh. She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So you like this movie a lot, Bryce? Or like you liked it okay? Or you tell me?
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I was trying to look up because I may be incorrect, but wasn't Seth Rogen also, didn't he have something to do with Barbarian? Am I wrong about that?
Don't know about that.
Okay. I thought he had did some other horror movie that was... Anyways, I liked it a lot. I like the style of it. I like that it changed pace at the end, you know, when the monster was revealed. Mm-hmm. It became a little more, you know, action-packed, I guess you want to call it that. But, you know, I like the style of the directing, the way it was set up. Like I said, it doesn't really have like a very, it was a perfect movie to see during October because it literally is like based, you know, on Halloween and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the whole setting of the movie just really matches the season. So
it gives me that kind of, whenever I do watch Halloween 4, that intro, it's cool. You see the pumpkins everywhere and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I like Halloween 4 so much because that intro, even though like you don't ever see Michael Myers necessarily and it doesn't have the music, it does have that look of fall and Halloween vibe to it, which is kind of a reason why I watch it a lot during Halloween season. But this seems like it would like fit into that mold as well and something I would like put on pretty regularly. What about you, Roland?
You're not a big Curse of Thorn?
That's the first one. That's one in the Thorn trilogy. So, yeah, so yeah, it's part 6. We get it. Fuck off.
Give me the good stuff. Yes.
You know what, Roland? Like watching part 6 again. We talked about it last year. I'll leave a link to that somewhere up on the top here, whatever. But
how could you besmirch Paul Rudd's fucking theatrical debut?
Or are we gonna talk about fucking Donald Pleasant's last performance? You know, that's the whole thing. You know. Mm. Remember, I always talk about the end. I'm like, no. He was selling that. He was selling the fuck out of that.
Is that the one?
No.
Is that the one? Is that the one he died when they were making it? Or
no, I don't think he died. He died after that.
He died after
that one.
I'm telling you, that was his last gasp.
Did they use him somewhat in one of the movies after he died?
Well, yeah, Halloween Kills, they did some kind of like CGI, but there was a guy that looked pretty close to him, but I think they kind of like touched him up a little bit.
That was cool.
They did a pretty good job though, I'll say.
Better parts, segments. I liked that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of that whole Thorn trilogy, when that the beginning of Halloween 4 and Donald Pleasance doing the scream at the end whenever he gets that fucking thing on his wrist or whatever the fuck, you know.
You didn't like the part where that wasn't it? Didn't a girl get killed by like getting chopped in the head with a razor ice skate or whatever?
Well, we could talk about the kills in a whole different manner, but I'm just talking about like the beginning and the tail end of this particular trilogy. You know, it's different. It's fun. Mm-hmm. But Roland, what are your overall thoughts on Cobweb?
So I was pretty happy with it. It was a short and sweet. I kind of wanted a little more, like Bryce was saying, exposition, and you were mentioning like a bit more interesting to have some more like background on Sarah's character, mm-hmm. or maybe like just what exactly the parents were doing, that if anything that happened that, you know, caused her to be this way, because there's really nothing in there. It talks about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just, she's like, oh,
why did they lock her up? Because she was,
well, she was born, she like a monster.
Because she was born a monster. Yeah, but, like, but that's it doesn't say that she was evil or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just,
but that's why I asked, like, was Lizzie Kaplan's character, did she like fuck a jackal, like, you know, to get like the Antichrist, you know, what exactly happened? Or like they did some kind of like evil,
there's a tarantula,
they did some kind of like evil spell, and then she was born as such, you know. Yes, raising the important questions in this film. I need to know if she fucked a jackal right now. I need to know.
We need to know. I went into this expecting a psychological thriller, and like, you know, kind of, you know, being a little disappointed until it starts to kick in, that just like, oh, cool, there's a, this is like a monster movie. All right. Like, and yeah, I mean, I thought it ended pretty well. You know, it was just a pretty cool little Halloween movie, I guess.
I think so.
There's really nothing a whole lot there as far as, I guess, I don't know that there's going to be a sequel, but that would be funny.
The cobwebbing, the cobwebs.
If the kid turns out like her, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, if anything, I guess I wanted the parents to maybe suffer a little more, mm-hmm. much, or like in the sense sort of like, how they started to warn Peter at the end there, kind of like, oh, don't let her out, or oh, you don't know what you've done, you know, and then they're dead, you know, kind of thing. I like that, but I also kind of wanted to, like, I thought it would have been cool if like maybe Peter like found like a book or like some pictures or some shit, and like then it turns out, like, you know, that Sarah's the villain. Because as it is, like, you're only warned by Peter's mom, and then when he opens the door and lets her out, she just starts laughing. I'm like, okay, that's,
yeah, because I mean, like, when she says, like, you know, cool, like, she's don't let her out, free. We're kind of like still suspect about the mom, so we don't know, well, like, we can trust her necessarily.
You are right, Bryce. Except I had the subtitles on, and it says under maniacal laughter.
Oh,
well, I was like, oh, okay.
It wasn't good. Like a happy goofball.
No, yeah, exactly.
So you cheated, and you got that warning ahead of time. Got it.
I mean, I was worried I wasn't going to hear everything they were saying, because I wasn't quite paying attention to it. It was
like when she's talking to the through the walls, it's like the subtitles is like lying. Devious speaking or something like that.
Maybe.
I will say I enjoyed the movie a lot. I'd say it was one of the better horror movies I've seen this year, obviously. And I'd be something I'd watch.
Well,
hey, again.
Now I haven't seen Exorcist Believer yet, so I don't know.
Well, you'll find out about that soon enough.
Or none too.
Sorry to spoil it for you, man. Exorcist is an exorcist. It's a possession movie. So,
Have you seen The Pope's Exorcist?
No. I'm not going to see that.
There's a whole array of exorcism movies that you need to like catch up on.
Yeah.
Give yourself one month and like watch them all.
Up on the bullshit.
Gonna take a whole month to watch them all, right?
Maybe if you're gonna want to do like, maybe I'm saying space like 2 weeks, you know, maybe 2 a week.
It's a lot of crap to digest all at once, you know.
And you on top, and you gotta top sick. It off with Exorcist 2.
Oh yeah, you know what? I've never seen that one either. I've seen Exorcist 3 and 1. We've seen the second one. I know about the locusts.
That review will be up on Saturday, or that reaction will be up on Saturday, so like whoever's watching will be able to subscribe and get their notifications for that. Yeah, man. Roland, if you kind of enjoyed this film, I would say like a more less slow burn, more entertaining, a little bit more with the tension, and switches it up towards the end is Barbarian. You should watch that. That's a really good one.
No.
Yeah, it's
good. I just haven't gotten around to it.
But I think that's one we can kind of just chill and watch, you know, like I enjoyed it in the theaters, and I would recommend that to most people to watch it.
You told me Justin Long's an asshole now, and that sounds pretty funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's great.
I was kind of like, okay.
He's like a funny asshole, if that makes sense.
He's always trying to find some kind of absolution, but he's just always an asshole. Like, you know, he plays like apologetic, but there's no redemption.
That's the thing, is that he's an asshole, and then you kind of like, he's trying to like draw the audience in, like to kind of feel sorry for him. Yeah. For empathy, and then he like just switches it up back to asshole again, and you're just like, fuck this guy, man.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. It's a good time.
That's
but,
great.
Anything else you want to add about Cobweb, guys, before we sign off?
I am curious to see what the director does after this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Real quick before we go, predictions on the sequel title.
Oh,
Dust Bunnies.
Nice.
Roland.
Oh, hell. The first one that came to my head was Crawl Space.
Crawl Space. You know, I was almost certain you were going to say like Cobwebs 2, The Webbing or some shit like that.
Yeah, I was. Okay, I wanted to. Shut up, Ray. Get out of my head.
All right. All right. Again, if you like this video,
I was being serious, I would say I swear to you, man. I bet you it's gonna be Cobwebs, because it's gonna be like, you know, like or fuck, like a Cobweb Bloodline or something like that.
Right. Some generic ass name.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cobweb dude. Generations or some shit like that.
It's just going to totally rip off some other title from sequel and shit. Yeah.
Children of the Cob.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And be sure to check out any of our other reviews that are coming up. We'll see you next time.
Peace. The Cobwebbing. Yeah.
Cobweb, corn on the cob, you know.
Damn, you really think they're gonna do a sequel?
I don't know.